Hello everyone, my name is Daniel Jacobson and I'm a program manager on Visual Studio building tools for Universal Windows Platform developers. Today I'm really excited to share with you some of the 4 improvements for UWP developers in Visual Studio 2017. From the very beginning, when you first install Visual Studio 2017, you'll recognize differences with the installation experience. As soon as you open up the Visual Studio installer, you'll see this workload selection screen. And to get started with Universal Windows Platform Development, it's as simple as selecting the Universal Windows Platform Development workload. Directly in the screen, you can also select which Windows SDKs you want to install, so you don't have to perform various different install operations. The next new thing for Universal Windows Platform developers in Visual Studio 2017 is the Windows Application Packaging Project. Let me show you what this lets you do in Visual Studio. Here I have a WPF application in Visual Studio that's connected to an Azure-hosted SQL Server database that's just hosting a simple data grid control, displaying information about the machines that access the database. But what if I wanted to update my deployment model to leverage modern APEX technology? In Visual Studio, I can now add a new project called the Windows Application Packaging Project. For this, I'll call it WPF ADO APEX. By default, it'll set my minimum version to the anniversary update of Windows, and my target version to the fall creators update of Windows if I have that installed. I'll select OK, and there it adds a new project to my solution. In this project, I can add a reference to my existing WPF application and now set it as my startup project. Just like that, I now have the same exact WPF application running as an APEX using the desktop app converter technology. You no longer have to run the desktop app converter as a separate external process. You can actually continue to work on your existing .NET Win32 applications, whether it's WPF or WinForms, and leverage modern packaging technology through the Windows Application Packaging Project. More than that, it gives me the package manifest designer, so I can add my visual assets if I wanted to. And it also gives me the store packaging wizard for me to easily create packages to submit to the public Windows Store. Now, I know many of you may not be going through the public Windows Store, but there are other ways to distribute APEX packages that make the technology worth it. Compared to click-once installer technology, APEX packages give you intelligent download even when installed from the web. It gives you auto updates that operate in the background. It'll give you block-level updates, so the entire packages don't need to be re-downloaded if just one or two files are changed. And it'll also handle automatic dependency management. Now, you don't need to go to the store. You can even host your own URL-based web installer. For more information about that, check out the link below. Another new big deal coming to Visual Studio 2017 and the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update is the .NET Standard 2.0 implementation in Windows. Let's take a step back and talk about what this means for you as Windows developers. .NET Standard is what brings all of .NET development together. Whether you're building traditional .NET desktop applications, Windows 10 applications, ASP.NET, mobile, IoT, you name it, they can all be built using .NET Standard technology. In addition, we've provided the tooling in Visual Studio 2017 to create .NET Standard libraries. Think of this as the evolution on top of portable class libraries. While portable class libraries are excellent ways to share code across multiple .NET platforms, there were still some trickiness, especially when trying to target new platforms that came out. .NET Standard is more of a base. If you target the version of .NET Standard you need, all platforms that implement that version of .NET Standard can use that library. Now, with Windows 10, the first release, we came out with .NET Standard 1.4, which was great, but it had some constraints. Mostly that the API surface area was relatively small and that you couldn't leverage the existing .NET libraries out there. Now, .NET has a big history with a lot of different .NET framework libraries out there. So I'm really excited to share that with .NET Standard 2.0, we've significantly closed the API gap and we've added a compatibility shim layer so that you can reference .NET framework libraries in a platform that is .NET Standard 2.0 compliant. We've done an analysis and observed that about 70% of the NuGet packages on NuGet.org are .NET Standard 2.0 compatible. So that rich history of .NET framework libraries now are applicable for Universal Windows Platform development. Now that was a lot of slides, but let me show you what that means in context of building an app. So like I said, I have this WPF application with a dataset class that's essentially just connected to a cloud-hosted SQL database. What if I wanted to bring that same exact project forward to target the Universal Windows platform? I'm going to create a new project called UWP ADOnet Client. And I'm going to set my minimum version to the Fall Creators Update and my target version to the Fall Creators Update. Now, if you need to use .NET Standard 2.0 APIs, it's especially important that you set your minimum version to the Fall Creators Update, as that is the only version of Windows with the .NET Standard 2.0 implementation. I'm going to set this as my startup project, and then I'm just going to drag and drop the data set over to the UWP application. It'll go ahead and copy over. And now if I was porting an application forward, my next logical step would be to just try to build and see if I get any errors. So I'm going to open up my error list and see that I have a single error where the type or namespace properties does not exist in the namespace UWP ADOnet client. I can see that's on line 925 of my dataset designer class. Now, for such a huge project, only having one error is really powerful. And the only reason this error exists is because of the way settings are managed across WPF applications that are different than the way they're managed with UWP. For the simplicity of this demo, I'm going to go ahead and just copy the string directly from my settings in my WPF application over to the settings in my UWP application as the connection string. Once that's done, my project should now build and deploy. But I need to re-implement the UI for it to be meaningful. Now, we don't have a data grid control built into UWP, but we've been partnering with some of our top controls vendors to bring as many controls to the platform as possible. Specifically, we've partnered with Telerik to bring their UI for Universal Windows Platform controls to all Universal Windows Platform developers for free and as an open source set of controls. I can go ahead and install this NuGet package and get access to their data grid control. Now, to finish the functionality of my UWP application to match what was there in my WPF application, I just need to go ahead and implement the UI code and the code behind. I prepared some code snippets so that I can just copy and paste into the code and get this up and running as quick as possible. One other new feature, this is just a small tidbit with Visual Studio 2017, is that I can now do automatic XAML namespace completion by using control dot and adding the missing namespace. So I'm using the Telerik data grid control, but I don't have the namespace reference. I can very quickly add it with Visual Studio 2017. I'll then go ahead and copy the code behind and go ahead and test out my code. I forgot one bracket. So here I have it, the same exact UI now built on top of UWP using the Telerik data grid control. That Telerik control gives me some added functionality though. Like I can drag and drop a column header over to the left to sort by, say, IP address. Now that's just built into the control. I didn't have to do any extra coding to get that to work. Now, this is the power of .NET Standard 2.0, bringing your existing .NET assets forward to be built into a native UWP application. Now, last but not least, new with the latest updates to Visual Studio 2017 are improvements coming to the XAML designer, especially with fluent design in mind. Let's take a look at what I mean. Now, we have a long history with the XAML designer, and we know that the performance is not up to par for what our developers would expect. One of our core principles with developing this new XAML designer is with performance in mind. We don't want it to be any slower for your design surface to load than it would be for your actual application to load. So with that, let's open this first demo. On the left-hand side, I'm going to see the designer with an application targeting the Fall Creators Update, and on the right will be an application targeting the Creators Update. The updates to the XAML designer are only available to developers targeting the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. So it's going to be on the left-hand side. So as you can see, the Fall Creators Update application loads almost instantly, whereas the existing XAML design surface takes about 2 times as long to load. In addition, on the left, you can see a rectangle leveraging the acrylic brush resource, something that wouldn't have been possible with the existing XAML designer. Let's take a look at several other examples. The next core priority that we have in mind with the XAML designer is providing the highest fidelity design surface that we possibly can, meaning that the UI you see will be as close as to what your application renders as possible. Here we have a geographic control that'll actually execute code from the user control in the XAML designer. So I can do really cool things, such as changing my map type from imagery to topographic and seeing it render instantly. I can also change my bookmark to, let's say, San Diego. And I can decide whether or not I want to choose to show terrain or show buildings, all in my XAML designer. Now, that's not something that everyone's going to encounter. But let's take a look at a project that's leveraging simple composition APIs, something that's going to be really common with the Windows 10 Fluent design. So here I have another project. Again, on the left is the Fall Creators Update, and on the right is the Creators Update. I'm using a drop shadow panel control that is built in to the UWP Community Toolkit, another open source, community-backed set of XAML controls and tools for Universal Windows Platform developers. As you can see on the left, I don't get that drop shadow panel rendered. But on the right, I can. And not only that, but I can constantly change properties. So let's remove the one on the right and go ahead and change this from orange red to purple. I think orange and purple go well together. In addition, I just want to give a halo effect around my fire-breathing unicorn, so I can update those properties and see everything render in real time, really fast, with the updates to the XAML designer. As Fluent design plays an increasingly important role to Windows development, these updates are going to be more and more important. Those are some of the top four improvements we have for Universal Windows Platform developers in Visual Studio 2017. I encourage you today to get the latest tools with the Fall Creators Update SDK and start building apps.